Today's daf is Ayin Al. So let's take in the very, very top. The Gemara is in the middle of the sugars of Ben Sora Mora. So the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah, again, the top line. Eino nasa Ben Sora Mora ad sheyochel basar v'yishta yayin. Person does not become have a din of a Ben Sora Mora until he eats meat and drinks wine. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabban, and quotes a braisa, achal kol ma'ichav lo achal basar. Let's say he eats all the food in the world, but he doesn't have any meat. Or he's shasa kol mashki, he drinks all types of drinks, v'lo shasa yayin, but doesn't drink wine. In order to have a din of a ben sor mor, you have to eat meat and drink wine. What's it based on? Because the pasuk says shenamar zolel v'sove. That's the pasuk in the Kisete that describes a ben sor mor. And what does that mean? V'apa pishen raila davar. Even though there's no clear proof, there's a zeichel davar shenamar. It says elsewhere, and there's a pasuk in Mishlei al tihi b'sove yayin and bizole basar lama. So we see that sove has a lot to do with yayin, and zola is connected to basar. But since the pasuk in Kiseta uses the lashon of zola v'sove, so based on the pasuk in Mishlei, it means wine and meat. V'omer, and the second proof from another pasuk in Mishlei, the very next pasuk, it says kisove v'zolel yivarish. One who is a zolel, which is a lashon of drinking wine, he's gone the yivarish, lashon of rash, will become very, very poor. And ukraim talbish numa, and he's going to be filled wearing a crime, torn clothing. Numa is a lashon of sleep, like nimnim, which means to doze off, to kind of be in the middle. So a person, that's what the pasuk means in Mishlei. So what do we learn from the second pasuk here? That person who falls asleep is going to be full of crime, full of tears. So Amar Rabbi Zera ka yashen bebeis hamedrash. One who sleeps in the base medrash, terasa nasis lo kiraim. The Torah becomes torn, crime, very torn in pieces, very, very broken up. It's not connected. You get bits and pieces here and there, but you don't have a uniform, a connected whole shear if you're falling asleep and dozing off in the middle. As the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, shenamar v'kiraim talbish numa. The one who falls asleep, or really nimnei, really means to doze off, will have Torah and Torah dressing up as opposed to one full unit of a shear.
It means like taking a little, I thought it meant sleeping.
No, I mean, Yashi means to sleep, but Numa I thought was a lashon of Nimnim, which means Nim v'nim, no, lo Nim, near v'lo near, which is in the middle.
Otherwise, all the people in the calling, they would have.
No, that's right. Right. I thought it was a little nap, like people
if
they,
I know. So, again, I thought it was. Yeah, so you see, Rashi says it has to be because otherwise, if he's sleeping the whole time, then he wouldn't have. Look what Rashi says: Nasalos Kraim. Look three lines down. He says that Nasalos Kraim Mishkach Limudov Eino Niskar El Beserugin. Only remember is part of what he says. So maybe it's not in the context of a shir. Maybe just stop learning. A guy's learning and he falls asleep, and so then that's
while he sleeps, he doesn't remember what he learned.
So then he forgets it, and then I'm thinking from my perspective when I see people fall asleep during my shir. But maybe it's talking about just time a guy learns and just dozes off. Not because you listen to a shir.
No, it's okay.
Fine. Mishnah says.
Means also, it's not just sleeping. It's also taking
naps. I assume that that period of time that he's falling asleep, whatever he did within that hour, he's not going to remember.
He didn't really put it to memory.
He was dozing off.
Fine. Mishnah says, "God of Mishel Aviv, Achav Mishes Aviv, a guy who steals from his father's house and eats in his father's house." Or his aviv, or mishal acherim, he steals from some other guy, his neighbor, ve'achal b'shus acherim, and eats in his neighbor's property. Or mishal acherim, he steals from his friend's property, but achal b'shus aviv, but brings it home to eat. Ein anasa ben soramara. He doesn't become a ben soramara. Ad sheyignov mishal aviv ve'yochal b'shus acherim. The way to become a ben soramara is, and the Gemara will explain why. You have to firstly steal from your father, and then you have to eat in some other person's property. Any other situation will not qualify as a ben Sora Mora. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Ad Sheyignov, Mishal Aviv, Umishal Imo. It can't come from the father alone. It has to be property or money owned by both parents. It has to be a shared account. So the Gemara says, Ganav Mishal Aviv, Ve'achal Brishus Aviv. If a person steals from his father and eats in his father's home, Avagav the Shchiach, even though that's very, very common to happen, Bais, he's very scared. Because what has to happen is the ben Sora Mora is someone who does it often, and isn't scared to do it. A guy steals from his father, it's very easy to steal because he's always in his father's house. But to be caught, you know, red-handed in his father's home, now he's scared his father's going to hit him. So that's not going to happen. So that's why it can't be from aviv and eating in the father's house, because then he'll be caught. And if it's mishal achayim, if it's from the neighbor, the achel b'shus achayim, and he stays on the other guy's property, so that also doesn't qualify, because avogav de lo boys, even though he's not really scared, if the guy catches him, what's he going to do to a 12-year-old boy? He'll scream at him, oh, not a big deal, he's not going to hit the 12-year-old boy. So then he's not so scared of the achayim, but lo shchiach, it's not very easy to just steal from a neighbor. So that's not going to qualify as a ben tzora mara either. The kol shekein mishal achayim v'achel b'shus aviv. Certainly, if he steals from his achayim, from the neighbor, and brings it home to eat in his father's house, so it's lo shchiach lei. It's not often he's going to be able to steal from his neighbor's property. And boss, he's also scared. If his father sees he's eating the neighbor's food, his father's going to hit him. I'm just using that extreme. But he's scared of his father more than he's scared of his achayim. So that's not going to qualify. So what's going to qualify? Achayignov mishal av. If he steals from his father, which is very easy to go into his father's cabinet and steal his food and meat and wine, and he goes to his neighbor's backyard and eats and drinks there, his neighbor's not going to hurt him if he's in the backyard. So that's a very common situation, and he's not scared of the acherim catching him eating and drinking. That's the situation that creates a ben tzora mara. So Gemara quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that Rabbi Huda Omer Ad Shiyignov Mishal Aviv Umishal Imo has to be property from that are owned by the parents equal or together. Imo Minale, how does a mother have any property? We have a klal Masha Kansi Isha Kana Baila. Whatever she owns, automatically the husband owns. She can never have her property. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Misuda Hamuchenis L'Aviv Uli Imo. It's a meal that was prepared in the honor of his parents. So when the person's preparing the meal, so it's as if they're both having an equal share in that suda. So then the Gemara asks, Gemara is going to just tweak this a little bit, and I'll explain what that means. Ahama Rabbi Chanan Bar Molda Amar Rav Huna Einachayv Ad Shikne Baser Bezul V'yocha Yain Bezul V'yishta. What do you mean he steals from a meal was set? So he goes to the parents go to the restaurant, he goes and takes the steak off the restaurant table. That's not a ben tzora mara. Ben tzora mara has to be a person who steals money and buys the food and buys the meat and buys the wine. Not that he steals meat and wine, he steals money and buys property. So the Gemara just tweaks it and says, fine. Ela aima midmei suda hamuchanish la'aviv uli'imo. When there is money that was prepared to the parent, given to the parents receive, let's say, a $200 gift card to a restaurant to go out for the anniversary. So he steals that gift card, which was muchanis for his parents, and he goes and buys. He goes to the restaurant on his own. That would be an example of stealing the money of money that's prepared and set aside for both parents. So now, just Rashi points out here. Actually, look at the second answer, the Gemara first, and then we'll go back to Rashi. Sorry. So that's the first answer. If it's midmei suda, that's muchanis to both parents. But Ibai Seim, the Gemara says, alternatively, another suggestion how the mother could have money is Da'akne le achar v'amer le amnash ein la balecha rishus behem. A person gives money, I'm giving it to you on condition that your husband has no rights to it. So that's a way that she could have exclusive rights. So he steals some money from his mother, steals some money from his father, and then buys meat and wine together. So the first answer, no money was given exclusively to her. So just look at Rashi. If you look at four lines down, narrow lines down, to explain this first answer of the Gemara, midmei suda hamuchanes shehayu maos muchanim leknos mehem suda la'aviv lima. There's a gift card, let's say, prepared to give to the parent, to have the parent's name, to go to a restaurant. The kaven delachach nizdamnu, since it was set aside for this purpose, for the parents, mishal imo korinabu. This is called, the mother has some ownership to this. De'ihi nami shaycha behem medina. She also has some shaychas to the gift card that was given to the parents. So normally when you give a gift to the wife, it automatically goes to the husband. But when money was given, food was a suda, was given to both them, so she also deserves, her husband has to pay her mizonos, so that's considered to have a shutvis in this gift card. Well, again, the other answer to the Gemara was, it was given exclusively to her, amanas, that the father, the husband doesn't have any rights of this money. So that's the situation of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda, achiknov mishal aviv u'mishal imo. The new Mishnah tells us that Haya Aviv Rotev Imo Einarota. Let's say the father wants to take him to Beis Din, the mother refuses. Or the opposite. Aviv Einarota, Imo Rota, Einanasa Ben Torah Mora Achiu Shneim Rotev. They both have to want to take the boy, the son, to Beis Din. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Im Lo Haisa Imo Ruila Aviv Einanasa Ben Torah Mora. If the mother is not fit to be with the husband, and we'll see what that means in the Gemara, Pashas, it sounds like they're not meant to be married to each other, that they're also to be married to each other. Let's say it's a brother and sister who had a child together, so they're obviously not ruya to be with each other, so that would not be a ben sora amora, but the Gemara is going to actually change that understanding.
And the kid probably has a reason for being with
the daughter. That explains a lot. That's true.
They branded him
in prison. So, my and ruya, so what does it mean when you're not ruya? Rabbi Yehuda, when he says they're not right to be with each other. If it means ilema chayve krisis, chayve mises bezin, if it means that they can't be married, their brother and sister or whatever other it's a relationship they have, so the Gemara says, well, self, in the end of the day, avua avu ninu v'ima imenu ninu. In the end of the day, it's the Gemara, the Pesukim only say father and mother. It doesn't say that to stay married to each other, that to be right to be married. Even though the father and mother, brother and sisters with each other, there's still a father and still a mother. Why would that exempt the situation of Ben Sora Amora? Even though Pini says it might mess up a kid seriously, but in terms of a Torah, the Torah gives us no indication that they have to be right to marry with each other. So what does it mean, Rabbi Yehuda says, if they're not right to be with each other? Ella means b'shave la'aviv kamar. What it means is they have to be equal to each other. So what does it mean, equal? So the Bryce explains. In if the mother and father are not equal, they don't have the same voice, they don't have the same appearance, and they don't have the same height, so then it's not a din of ben sora amora. My time, what's the reason? Sounds very strange, sounds impossible. The Gemara says it possibly is impossible. We'll see. My time, damar kra einenu shermeya bekolenu. So he didn't listen to our voices. So our voice sounds like we have the same kol, kolenu. It doesn't say kolenu with a yud, it says kol lanu, the kol shalanu, that we have the same exact sound. So the Gemara says, midakol ba'inan shavim, from the fact that the sound has to be the same, sumare v'kome nami ba'inan, the appearance and the height have to be exactly the same as well. Sounds very much like the Shnei Seirim of Yom Kippur coming. The two goats have to be exactly the same in terms of height, in terms of appearance, in terms of not sound, but in terms of price also, I think, the value.
One is female and one is male.
Yeah, so it's very hard. Right. So we'll see. It's impossible, right? So
one every.
I don't know if nowadays I'm allowed to say that comment, but
right. The
politically correct.
Yeah. So okay. So it's right. Okay. Fine. So come on, Azla, Haditanya. So who's the following Bryce at whole like? Ben Sora Amora Lo Hayav Lo Asilios. It never was, never will be. Lama Nichtav. So why is it written in the Torah if it's never going to be? It's an impossible case. Darish v'kabel schar, in order to just learn, have more to learn. We want to just keep ourselves busy off the street. So here's an interesting sugya to learn about, even though it's not a halacha l'maisa. So come on, who holds this way? It must be like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that he requires that the kol and mara and koma have to be shava, which of course we said is impossible. To have two people look exactly the same, even with all the different types of surgeries you go through, and the types of voices. So I assume this is talking about naturally being the same way, even through surgeries. So whatever the case is, it's an impossible. So Gemara says, so must be Rabbi Yehuda. Ibai Zema, Rabbi Shimon hi, the Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon Vichimipne Shachal, the Tartimer Basar Vishas, the Chati Lugyain, how lucky, Avavima, Motzino, Solasaklo? What kind of parent? Because the son eats meat and wine, we've all eaten meat and wine at a 12-year-old, so it's not that big of a deal. Is he going to take his son to be stoned? Who's that? What kind of parents can ever do that? El Lohaya, Lo Asilios, it never was, never will be, Lamanuchta, why was it written, Darish Vikibos Char, in order to just have more to learn about. So Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Ani Re'isiv V'yashavti Al Kvaro. I saw such a case. I even saw the kever. I sat on the kever of a ben sora amora. So there's an interesting Kilyan Ashas here. He points to the Shulchan Aruch Yerdeya Simon Reish Shin Samach Dalad. What does it talk about over there? It says you cannot get hana from a kever. So how is Rabbi Yonasan able to sit on top of a kever? It's an iser to get hana. They talk about a different din of why that is. He just pointed out that it never existed. It was a fake kever. Or maybe they're saying there's only hana on a problem of getting the dirt from the mace, but not to sit on top of the kever. It's an interesting discussion of why he connects what Rabbi Yonasan was doing on top of a kever. Fine. Gemara now says, come on, Azla, who does a following brisa hold like, Hadatanya, Irani Dachas Lais, Allah Sidelios, Irani Dachas never was and never will be, Balam Nuchtva, why was it written, Darish Vikibal Schar, again, to learn and get more Schar. Come on, this must be like Rabbi Eliezer, Ditanya. The Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Kol Ir Shiesh Ba Afilu Mezuzah Achas, Einanas is Irani Dachas. A city that has even just one mezuzah, then it'll be exempt from having a divinity Irani Dachas. My time, what's his basis? Amarkra, Veshkal Shalal Tikwot El Tokha Rachava, Vesirafta Baish, you take all the spoils of the city, all the property of the city, you bring it to the center, in the center of the Rachava on the street, and you burn it. But if there's a mezuzah among the shlala, then lo efshir, you're not able to burn it. What you burn to avodah zarah, you cannot do that to Shem Hashem. Mezuzah, of course, has Shem Hashem in it, so you're not allowed to burn it. So you see, it's exempt. So Amar Rabbi Yonasan, what do you mean? Ani reisa v'yashavti al tila. I saw it happen. I even sat on the mound of the nedachas that was burnt to ashes. So then, Keman Ozla, who does the following b'risa hold like? Hadatanya, Beis Hamanuga, Lohaya, Lo Asilios, Lo Manuchtav, Darvash Riki Boschar. A Beis Hamanuga, a house that has a teras on it, is also an impossible case to happen, and it was only brought in the Torah to have an additional schar to learn. To Kaman, who, how, what makes it so impossible? It must be like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. The Tznan, the Mishnah tells us in Masech Negaim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Li Olam, in Abayis, Tamei, Achira, Kishay, Grisin, Ashteavanim, B'sheik Salim, B'keren Davis. So it doesn't become a Beis HaManuga until it has a teras that's the size of two grisin, and has to be on two different rocks, has to be on two different walls, which is at the corner, and Archo, Kishnei grisin, V'rachvo, Gris. And the length is to two grisin, the width is one gris. All these very particular requirements, mamish on the corner of the house, the two walls touch each other, the exact same size, which is very, very, almost, I guess, impossible. So he must be the author. And the Gemara says, my time, what's his need to require such an exact shear? Because the Rebbe Laza, Rebbe Shimon Oksiv, Kir, it says in one pasuk, wall, Oksiv, in that same pasuk later on, it says, Kiros, two walls. Seiza Kirshu Kikiros, what's a wall that's really like two walls? Havyomar Zeh Karen Zavis, the corner where it wraps around, it's one connected wall, but it appears like two different walls. So that's the requirement for becoming a Beis HaManuga, which makes it pretty much impossible. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Makum Haya B'Tchum Aza. There was an area that was within the Tchum of a city called Aza. Vayakoronosa Churvasa Sigirsa. Churvasa means you destroyed. Sigirsa is a targum for Taras. So this is the name of that area. It apparently did once happen that there was a base Hamanuga. And Amar Rabbi, and this goes against, by the way, the Rashi al Torah that says when they got into Eretz Yisrael, they found all the base Hamanuga to tell them to dig through the, burrow through the walls, and you find all this gold. Fine. So Amar Rabbi Shun, Ish Kfar Akko, Pa Machas, Halachti Le Galil, I went to the Galil, for Isi Makum Shemitayin also, and the Amru Avanim Nugas, Pinu Lasham. They had a different area that they had marked off. This was an area where they had rocks from a base of a Nuga. Okay, sounds like an interesting discussion. So these are three examples, three places that we have that's not machlokas, rather not whether it's a halach lemaisa or not. It's a ben sora mora, irnadachas, and base menuga. What's behind this machlokas, whether it's halach lemaisa or not? It sounds like a deeper machlok is about, in general, when a person learns, is the end of learning stam just to learn lamdis in theory, or is it an idea to learn halach lamaisa? So if Yonason felt that, no, learning is always halach lamaisa. Learning stam lamdis is nice, but everything has to be a libud hilchazo. That's a Yehuda. Yehuda, the Shevet Yehuda, we had read the Pesukim, now we're in Zosa Bracha, that he, I forget all the Pesukim, but the whole Gemara and Torah talks about, he wasn't lent to the base Medrash, because what he did with Tamar, and then Moshe Davin, so he was lent to the base Medrash, but he wasn't able to understand, then he was able to understand, but couldn't pass in Shilas. So we see the ultimate goal is to really learning Aliba de Hilchasa. So it wasn't really until Moshe Ben Davin on his behalf, was he Zocha to have a learning Aliba de Hilchasa. That's the goal. So Yonasan says, it can't be that there's a pasuk in the Torah that there's no Aliba de Hilchasa. So he says there was a Keva, there's a mountain I sat on, so he felt it had to be Halacha L'maisa. Okay.
On Bais Menuga, you would say that since it's La Shtiki, probably the limud is you shouldn't use that limud, because as opposed to saying that it never happened.
Right. You're saying, so why make the drush if it's unlikely?
The conditions are that it's almost, that's impossible. And it comes from a limud, maybe it's like a limud is the one that.
Right, I guess he was so convinced a limud must have been true.
Right. So it was a misora, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, the Mishnah tells us in the bottom now. If one of the parents was a Gidim, was missing an arm or a hand, or Chigar was missing a leg, or Elam or was mute, or Suma was blind, or Cherish was deaf, Eino Nasa ben Saramora, the child cannot become a ben Saramora. Shinemar, it says, V'tafsu bo'aviv v'imo, they grab onto him. Below Gidman, if they're missing a hand, then they can't grab onto him, the pasuk says. Hotziru, so they take him out, v'lo Chigar, but if they're missing a leg, they can't carry him outside. Politics says, they have to say to him, but a person who's a mute cannot speak. This is my son. The suman can't point to this is my son, so that he's there. That's another exemption. He doesn't listen to our voice, as opposed to a person who's deaf, that won't qualify. So then what do? Once they qualify, if the parents and all the conditions are met, so now what happens? Masin bo b'fnei shlosha. They warn the son in front of three people. So v'malkanos, so they give him malkos. V'chalos v'kilkol, if he then does it again and he eats meat, steals meat and eats meat and drinks wine, then nidon b'asim b'shlosha. Then he's judged in a bezin of 23. Shneimar v'neinu niskal ad sham shlosha harishonim. But it has to be three of the initial people that the hasra was given in front of. They have to be of the 20 present within the 23 bezdin. Shneimar, it says, "Benenu zeh zeh shalaku b'fneichem." This is the son that we observed. He was given warning. He was warned beforehand. He's now violating it yet a second time. There is a machlokas here. Rashi says that the hasra that's given here initially, the first hasra, is not the hasra we speak of throughout the rest of, you know, all of other averos. That to get to chil Shabbos, you need to warn the guy, don't do that, you're going to get killed, and he does it, that's hasra. This hasra just stopped me, just giving a warning, but not a warning that leads to a misa. That's Rashi Shita. I believe, I didn't get a chance to look it up, but I believe the Yad Rama argues and says that this is a real hasra that they give the Ben Sora Umara. Yeah. The Gemara is going to ask the question, why in front of three people? There are a few examples, as we'll see throughout the Masechta, that there's some types of misos that don't get hasra. One example is Edom Zomim. There's no hasra for Edom Zomim. So there are a few exceptions. So according to Rashi,
Pashat Shat is here, is Matrim Bo Aviv Eimo, which probably wouldn't count as a hasra.
Right, so that's what Rashi says. It's not a real hasra, but I think, I could be wrong, I think the Yad Rama argues and says that it is a real hasra here. But I didn't get a chance to look it up. Okay. Well, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, the Gemara now says, last line. Shmas Mina, we learned from all of this, but Inan Kra Kedichsev. We had a discussion earlier in Daf Mem Hey, Rashi alludes to that how literally do we take a pasuk? So this Mishnah assumes you have to take it literally because Tafsu means you mamish have to grab on. You know, and it says, Hotsiu has mamish take out. And all these drashas were based on taking the words literally, so we see, Ba'inan Kra Kedichsev. We understand the pasuk literally. Gemara says, no, not true. This is not really a proof, because Shiny Hacha, this case is different. The reason why we made all the drashas in the Mishnah is, Tafsu v'lo Gidmin, Otsiu v'lo Chigaren, because the Kulo Kra Yaseiru, all those words are extra. You could have had the pasuk without those words. Since the words are extra, so that made it available for a drasha. But not to tell me the cloud that Be'inan Kra Dichsiv, that psukim are meant to be taken very literally. So the Gemara asks the question, Andy asks, the Masin b'fnei shloshu, give him a warning in the presence of three people. Lamali betray sagi. Why do you need three people? Isn't two, aren't two people enough to give a warning in front of two people? So Amar Bai says, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Mishnah means. Masin bo b'fnei shnaim. You're right. You only warn him in front of two people. But when you give him the malkos that first time around, that has to be in the presence of three people. So the Gemara says, Malkos b'ben sora mora hecha. Where do you find malkos b'ben sora mora? We know ben sora mora gets killed. He gets skila. But who says he gets malkos for the first round, for the first defense? Gemara says, Hecha ksiva, kidi Rabbi Abo, based on a number of psukim here, Dama Rabbi Abo, Lamanu, it says, Vayisu in the context of ben sora mora. Mi v'yisu, says v'yisu in the context of, it says v'yisu by a, what's the first case here? Second here. By Moti Shemra. And then it says v'yisu by Ben Saramora. That's one connection. And v'yisu of Ben Saramora, mi ben, as it says, v'ben, mi ben, v'ya and ben akos harasha. You have to follow through Rashi. The number of them, because they're shavas, is in Ben Akos HaRasha. Ben Akos HaRasha is the source of Malkos. So through a number of different Gzer Shavas, we end up learning that there's going to be Malkos for Ben Soro Mora.
It would seem that the first time he doesn't get Malkos, he gets Asra, then the second time he gets Malkos.
Yeah.
According to the Lashon of Rabbi Arsko.
Let's see.
Because it says, Malkino to Bebedin, the Imchazar Vekikel, and up here it says, it would seem that the first step is Asra, then Malkos, then Skila. No?
Yeah, I see it from my notes. I'm wondering if in Rashi it says the same way or not.
Those are logical steps.
Yeah, that's what Rashi says in the Mishnah, yeah. Okay. Fine, the Gemara now says, Chazav Ekilka Nidam Echav Gimel. Let's say he does this already, the third offense now, I guess, we're counting. So the third offense, then he gets killed. Haimi Barle, the Gemara says, what was it based on? The Pasuk says that you need the presence of the three initial Dayanim who gave him Malkos have to be present as well. Because Bodeinu is there, it says, Zeu Shalaka Befnechem. This is the one who we gave lashes to, he's now violating again. So the Gemara says that you can't use the word Zeh two times, because mi bai le Zeh v'lo sumim. We already said the Zeh is telling me that the parents can't be blind. They have to be able to say, this is my son. So you can't say that the Adam, the Dayanim have to be there also. Gemara says, Im Kain, if it's only to teach me about the parents being able to see, lichto b'neinuhu. My b'neinu Zeh, shema mina tart, you learn two different joshas. Fine. The mission now tells us, Baruch ad shelo nigmar dino. Let's say he runs away, the Ben Sormar runs away before the nigmar din. And then he gets more mature. So he's potter, because now that he's out of there, there's only like a 6-month area where he's able to become Ben Soramora. So now, since during the 6 months he ran away, and he came back later when he's an older boy now, so you can't give him the Ben Soramora anymore, he's off the hook. But let's say he was given the Gemar Din Skila, then he jumps out the window, gets off before they actually stoned him, they catch him. They catch him a few months later. Now he's a mature boy. So if he's a mature boy, you would think that he should be potter. This case, still, he's chai, because the Gemar Din took place when he was the right age. We weren't able to give him the punishment because he ran away, but still, he had the Gemar Din on his head, so he's chai of skila in the second case. So the Gemara says, Amar bichanina ben Noach shebirach es Hashem. The Ben Noach who curses Hashem, v'charkach nisgar, then he converts his pater. Hol v'shnat nishana dino, nishana misaso. So Ben Noach, we know, is chayv in Megadeth. That's one of the seven mitzvahs of Ben Noach. So he's chayv misa. But before he's able to get killed, he goes off and converts. He gets the milah, his makabal mitzvahs, and he goes to the mikvah. So now he converts. So shouldn't he be mevarach shem? Shouldn't he be killed for the offense he did when he's a Ben Noach? The Gemara says, since the misa is changing, since the din is changing, the misa is changing as well. What does it mean the din is changing? So Rashi explains, when he was a Ben Noach, all he needed was one aid and one die in a Nor Hasra. But now the requirements are different. Now that he's a Yid, he needs a full Sanhedrin of 23, he needs to have been aid and have to have been Hasra. So since all the dinim of the case change, the misa changes as well, and he's parted from getting killed. So the Gemara says, Neima Masaile, maybe our mission above is a proof for this idea, for Rabbi Hanina's Chiddush. That Baruch ad shelo nigmar dina. The Ben Tzomor runs away before there's a Gemar Din. V'charkach hikiv zakan atachton. Then he comes back as a mature boy. Potter, he's potter. My time, la mishim da aminan ho v'shane ishane. Is it not because we say, since he came back, and at his age, so then there's no Ben Tzomor at his mature age, so once that changes, everything else changes as well. Ho v'shane ishane, just like by the Ben Noach. Since the dinim of him changed, from going from a goy to a ger, so to the misa change, that's the same explanation for the Ben Tzomor who grows up. Mara says, no. That's not the reason why. Shiny hacha here is different. Di avid hashta lav bar k'talahu. The reason why the Ben Tzor Mora is off the hook when he comes back at an older age is because if he's caught now doing what he did, eating meat and drinking wine, he actually would be completely off the hook. He wouldn't be a Ben Tzor Mora. He wouldn't be chayav for doing what he did. That's why he's potter. And that's not a proof for the case of a ger and his geyer. If he was mevarach shem now, he would be chay misa. No, but if he did the Maisa...
As a Yid, he would be potter.
It's not, but the Maisa, all the side details are different. But the actual Maisa, for being Mevarach Shem, he'd be Chayiv as a Yid. As opposed to a Ben Tzomor, if he did all those same Maisim, he stole meat and drank wine, he would not be Chayiv for what he had done. So the Edom and Hasra are side points.
Right, I mean, it's not part of the actual...
Right. So therefore, it's not a proof. We're not saying it's wrong. We just can't bring a proof in the Ben Tzor Mora case, because the reason why the Ben Tzor Mora is potter, because had he done it now, after the age of 14, let's say,
meaning
he'd be potter.
The ula that he does is completely foreign to him now.
Fine. So the Gemara says, let's bring another raya. Toshma from the second half of the Mishnah. Im Mishin Nigmar Dino Baruch. Let's say the Ben Tzor Mora had the din. He was handed down the din, the punishment, the verdict of being killed. He's a Ben Tzor Mora. He quickly jumps out the window. He's Baruch. He runs away out of the Bezdin. V'charkach, and then they catch him. But now, Hikiv Zakan Atachta. Now he's a mature boy. Still Chayiv. He's still Chayiv. So the Gemara, so what's the proof here? So we see, we're trying to say, even though he did have a change of din, it doesn't change. It should teach us the other way around. Even though his dinim changed, he still is a chayiv. So by the case of Ben Noach, so even though it changed, it should be chayiv as well for the ger case. It should be a rejection of Rabbi Chanina. Where it says, no, nigmar dina kamras. You can't bring me a raya from a Ben Tzor Mor who has a nigmar din. Nigmar dino gava katelu. The Ben Tzor Mor is already a dead man walking. No matter where and when we find him, we're going to kill the guy. Our situation of a Gershon is Gair is when he cursed Hashem, but he wasn't given a Gemar Din. If he was given a Gemar Din, so it sounds like maybe he would be completely Chayiv. But once, if he wasn't given a Gemar Din, and then he converts, so then Hitaka would be Pater. The Gemara says, let's bring another Raya. Tashma. Ben Noach Shehik Es Chaveiro, a Ben Noach who kills another guy, who Baal Ishis Chaveiro, or is with an Ishis Ish, when it's Gair, then he converts. Pater. He's Pater. Asa Kain B'Yisrael. If he does the same thing to a Yid, V'nisgayer, he's still Chayef. What's the difference? Ramai. Neima Hol V'Ishtane Dino. We should say, since it changed, since he now changes to all the various details, now that he's a Jew, needs to aid him, needs Asra, needs 23, so Dayanim, so too he should be exempt from this as well. So why we say he's still Chayef if it's with Yisrael? The Gemara says, Dino Misaso Ba'inan, you need there to Vahai Dino Ishane Misaso Lo Ishane. There has to be a change in not only the Dino, the details, but also the Misa has to change. Right? Like above, the case of a Ben Noach Sheberich, so as a Ben Noach, he's Chayiv only Chasayif. As a Yid, he's Chayiv Skila. So not only did the Dinim change, going from how many Adim and Hasra and Dayanim, but also the Misa change from a Sayif to the case of a Skila. When it comes to this situation, only the dinim have changed, but the same misa applies because an ish is ish, is chayv sayah. We'll see in the Gemara, he's going to explain in a second, but the same for a person who kills, murder rather. If a Ben Noach murders, he gets sayif, and if he murders a yid, he gets sayif as well. So the misa remains the same. Exactly, so that stays the same, for the, at least the murder case. Right. So even though the dinim have changed from going from Ben Noach to Yid, needing Edim and Asra and Dayanim, the Misa hasn't changed, so that's not called enough of a change to exempt him. So Gemara is going to address this point. So that's the only reason why he's still Chayiv, even after he's Nisgayer. If he kills a Yid, he's Chayiv even after Nisgayer. Gemara says, wait a second. Bishma, I understand, Rotzeach, why that case, the Misa didn't change. Because Meikara Saif, Vahashya Saif. When the Ben Noach killed the Yid, he's Chayiv Saif. And if he were to be a Jew when he killed the Yid, he'd be Chayiv Saif as well. So there was no change with respect to Ruticha. Ela Eishes Ish, Meikara, as a Ben Noach, he's Chayiv Saif. But Hashya, now that he's a Yid, he's Chenek. A person with an Eishes Ish gets Chenek, not Saif. So the case of Eishes Ish, the Ben Noach should be Pater because the Misa and Din are both changing. Mara says, no, we're talking about Benara Hamurasa. He was Ba on the Nara Murasa that Idi, the Idi Beskila. They're both the Skila. We said before, we said earlier, even though all the violations of a Ben Noach is a Saif, it's only true if the Ben Noach is Chayiv on it. But there is no concept of Nara Murasa in the world of Ben Noach. There's no such thing as an engaged girl, either married or not married. There's no in-between stage. So when you're Ba on a Yisrael, Nara Murasa, so there's no such thing as Ben Noach, so then you get judged according to the Beis Din of Yisrael. So therefore, for even a Ben Noach to be with a Nara Murasa, would get Skila as a Ben Noach, would also get Skila as a Yid. So that would be consistent of a Skila, both as a Ben Noach and as a Yisrael. So therefore, since there wasn't a change in Misa, he doesn't get exempt from this case. And that's why, again, in Ba'al Yisrael, V'niskayer, he would still be Chayiv afterwards, because we're talking about a Nara Murasa.
The worst thing that the Braisa that we just mentioned, when it says Ba'al Eishes Chaveiro, is talking Nara Murasa.
Exactly, right.
Even though it's a Yid, it's still considered Chaveiro.
Even though it's a Yid.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eishes Chaveiro, we don't mean like really a friend. It just means a married woman. That's all it means. The Gemara says it can't be a case of Nara Murasa because of Ha'asa Kain B'Yisrael. The Braisa says, and you did what you did to Ben Noach, you did it to Yisrael, which means what? Dumi De'eshes Chaveir Katani. Has to be a case where there's a parallel situation of a Yisrael to that of a Ben Noach. Nara Murasa doesn't exist in the world of Ben Noach, so that cannot be the example. So the Gemara says, fine. Elakala B'Chamura Mishach Shaicha. when the Ben Noach is given a higher type of Misa, namely Saif, so included in that is a lesser Misa, namely Chenek. Chenek is the lowest. So a Ben Noach, let's say, was Chai for Eishes Chaveiro, as a Ben Noach gets Saif for Eishes Chaveiro, now that he converts, he'd only get Chenek, which is a lesser one, to be a Yisrael with an Eishes Chaveiro, but Chenek is subsumed under the Isser of Saif, because Saif is larger, so you're warned about a higher punishment, included as a lesser punishment. You're just getting, actually, it's a downgrade. That's better for you. So that, even though the Misa is changing, it's going down in your benefit, and that's not considered a change in your Misa. That's why a Ger Sheba al Benoch, who's Ba al Yisrael, V'niskayer, he's still Chayiv, even though Misa is downgraded, the lower Misa is included in the more severe Misa. The Gemara says, this makes sense, Hanicha, the Rabbanan, Damri Saif Chamor. That only makes sense for the Rabbanan, who hold that Saif of Benoch is more severe than Chenek. But El le Rabbi Shimon da Amar Chenek Chamor Ma'ik Lameimar. Rabbi Shimon holds that Chenek is more severe. So if a person goes from Saif to Chenek, you're actually being an upgrade, so that you cannot give to a Ben Noach. You cannot give him a more severe Avera. So it should be a change in Misa, and he should be Pater if he's Nigskayer. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Savarla Ketana de Bebenasha da Amar Kol Misa Amur Le Bnei Noach Eino El Chenek. Now he argues, says, no, a Stam Ben Noach actually gets Chenek. So as a Ben Noach, Eish Chavero gets Chenek. As a Ger, he also gets Chenek for being with the Eish Chavero. So there is no change in Misa at all. So the Gemara says, fine, that makes sense now for Bishlma Eish Ish, Meikara Chenek V'Hashe Chenek. So there is no change in Misa. Problem is, Ela Roteach Meikara Chenek V'Hashe Saif, though. Problem is, from Roteach initially, as a Ben Noach is Chayiv Chenek, but now, as a Yid, he's only Chayiv Saif. So the Gemara says, no, that makes sense, because in Rabbi Shimon's world, Kasayef is less than Chenek. So if he's Chayiv Chenek as a Ben Noach, and now he's being downgraded to Saif for Yid, that's actually downgraded. That's included the Mishach Shaicha. Okay, we'll do a few more lines. That was a little bit involved. It was fun intellectual exercise, though. Okay, Gemara says, Lema Mesaile. Let's say the following Brisa supports this idea. Supports which idea? It supports Rabbi Chanina above, that says we judge based on the now. If it changed, so things have changed. What does that mean? Sarcha b'charkach bagra tidok b'chenek. Let's say Sarcha, which Rashi says she's a Nara Murasa, engaged girl, b'mei Nara shibeskila, u'l'vasov bagra mish'amad b'dim. So she was violated, or she was with another man while she was engaged as a Nara. And now she's 12 to 12 and a half, that's Nara. But they only bring her to court when she's above the age of 12 and a half. Now she's a bogeris. So what's the halacha? Tidon b'chenek, we judge her as a chenek, even though if she was caught during the 6 months, she'd be a skila. But since amda b'din, right now she's a grown woman, so we therefore only judge her as a chenek, as a regular eishes chavero, and therefore we go based on the now, not based on when the offense happened. Gemara says, "Biskila my time alone. Why don't we give her skila? She was a narim ras at the time of the ma'isa vera. La mishum dehol v'ishtane ishtane. Is it not because we say once she changed, so everything changes? We change. She right now, she's a changed woman. She's matured. So we change the misa as well, which is exactly what Rabbi Chanina said as well above, that the gershin is gair. Since the dinim change, so the misa changes as well. The kol shken hachan. Certainly here in our case." Of the Gershin Skyer, the Shana Gamre, that everything has changed about this individual, certainly in that case, he should be Patur Lagamre. So this is a Raya, Ishtani Vishtani. The Gemara says no. Hamar Le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said you had the Brisa wrong, there was a mistake. It wasn't that Sarach of Acharkach Bagra, Tidon Bechenek, it was actually the Tana Tana Didon Beskila. Even though she was Bagra, since at the time of the offense she was a Nara, we do go back and judge her Biskila, and we don't say Hol Vishani Vishani. So this new Brisa, this new text, is not, it actually goes against the Shita of Rabbi Chanina. Okay, we'll stop here. This next mission makes sense, I think, to do tomorrow. So, all right, everyone have a wonderful day.